In a world that we continue to want more and more, I thank you for making me aware that having less can be a blessing. I thank you for making me aware that I am not a slave of my desires in a world where we never say, I have enough. You have made me redefine what enough is. Many may look at Muslims during this wonderful month of Ramadan and think that we're crazy to abstain from food and drink from dawn to dusk, but little do they know of the joy one feels when freeing oneself from worldly desires. Allah gives us this opportunity for us to experience what it is like to break the chains of slavery. During this month, we abstain from many things during the fasting hours, but Allah wants us to be aware that during the rest of the year, we too can break the chains of our desires. We can break the chains of slavery in a world where we are told that anything goes. If you want it, have it. If it makes you happy, do it. Why not? This month, Allah has us refocusing on the true question, which is why? Why should I be a slave of a worldly system that has been designed to distance us from our Creator? Why should I allow my desires to go wild and distance myself from the real meaning of striving to be a true human being? Why should I allow myself to blindly go after whatever I want at whatever price, while forgetting the needs of my fellow brothers and sisters? Allah gives us the opportunity this month of Ramadan to more easily take off the blinders, to redefine goals, methods used, and life itself. The world tells us that we are weak and must indulge in it. Allah reminds us of our strengths and our possibilities. Allah has given us a break to step back and evaluate realities. Even sometimes we doubt our capabilities ourselves. Leading up to the month of Ramadan, deep down, we may have thought to ourselves, how am I going to do it this year? And though fasting in the summer has its challenges, it also teaches us our strengths and possibilities. We can free ourselves from how the worldly defines who we are. We can overcome the quicksand effect of this material world, pulling us more and more into spiritual oblivion and increasing our paces of running after the glitter of this world. A world that is so limited in its existence. A world that is so filled with paradoxes. A world that is so filled with injustice. This is the world that Allah wants us to re-evaluate and be able to differentiate real from fantasy, and what our role is while we are in this temporary existence. Thank you, Allah, for giving us this opportunity to have less food, less drink, less worldly pleasure during this month in order for us to see and have more freedom, more insight, more humanity, more obedience to you. Thank you, Allah.